Part City's affordable housing manager, Phyllis Robinson, said that under the deal, the city will receive a fee-in-lieu payment from Gretchen Brutz, the owner of Unit 203 in the Grand Lodge.
This was one of the required affordable housing units for the Flagstaff development. And like most programs, this was one of the first units that was developed under the process. Our intent was that these would actually be limited common versus individually owned units that someone would then be renting out. It functioned really well for a while for the general manager. As we did compliance, we realized that this unit was slipping out of compliance. HOA dues were going up. Some of the necessary requirements that needed to be in there hadn't been put into place.
Nearly a year ago, Brutz filed suit saying that under the city's deed restriction, she couldn't rent the unit for enough to cover her costs, such as HOA dues, and was not allowed to live in it herself. Robinson said the city went through mediation with Brutz for a considerable time.
We're not purchasing back the unit. In fact, what we are allowing the owner to do is to make an in-lieu payment in to the city in fulfillment of that one unit obligation. So that it's structured in two separate pieces, that they'll be making a payment upon council approval and then a subsequent payment later on.
Yeah, like 12 years later on.
Yeah, it's a two-stage process. And as I was thinking about this morning, I went back and I looked at if this had been an in-lieu payment in 1999, which was the ordinance in which it's subject to, that in-lieu payment would have been $59,000 for the unit. So the payment that we're receiving is $425,000.
And basically, that'll just go into the housing fund to
Absolutely.
Build something
else. It's dedicated funds right back into the affordable housing program.
She reviewed the overall affordable housing requirement for Flagstaff.
It's 110 units altogether,
okay.
And 25% was directed to be on Mountain.
So what about the other, 95 or whatever?
So that's been some of it's been fulfilled. There's still units remaining. The donation of the land from the Talisker Corporation to the city as part of the Park City Heights development fulfilled a chunk of that. I think it was 54 unit equivalents was fulfilled for that. They have purchased some other property in town in Prospector. This is probably about 5-6 years ago now. They still own land. They still have land on Marsac that they have been going through a number of different processes and some neighborhood litigation on before those units are to be built.
Part City's affordable housing manager, Phyllis Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.